strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 12th. I'm your host, Jen Armstrong, and I am here today all on my own to talk through everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 17 in the house, and we have some things to talk about. Here are the things. First of all, obviously, Misha was HOH. She had nominated Carson and Cynthia for eviction, but Shayna won the veto and used it on Carson. We then saw that Chris Kirkpatrick was the replacement. And last night we had the eviction. But before the eviction, there were some things to iron out, some conversations to be had, and some arguments to be won, maybe? So we'll talk about that. Then we had a live on the feeds HOH competition, an endurance competition. We'll talk through that and the winner of that. And then, of course, we have some new plans for nominations and this eviction cycle. So we'll get through all of that as we go through the day. And let's get straight into it. We started the day. Now, remember yesterday I said that Misha had talked to Lamar. He had pitched a final two deal with her. She essentially turned it down in place of a final four deal, and also had pitched to him, what if we have a conversation with Chris Kirkpatrick about making a deal with him to say that if you will agree to target Carson, we will keep you around. Essentially the same thing she did with Mirai. Lamar was very clearly not really into the idea, and it never really came to fruition yesterday. It never really happened here. However, we did get a conversation between Todrick and Chris Kirkpatrick, and this one is wild. If you were curious about Todrick's goodbye message to Chris and Chris's reaction to that, and he was like, "Oh, respect." From what I'm seeing from Sharon's tweet, that he seems to have come around on the other side of Todrick at this point, outside of the house, it likely stems a lot from this conversation. So feeds are down for a while, but they come up to Todrick talking to Chris in the sauna room. And this is Todrick, like, and here's the thing. I often, especially when I go back to like transcribe some of these things, I'm often like watching the feeds at a higher speed. It's hard to do that when Todrick is like a mile a minute here, rapidly listing how, like, the various ways in which Chris Kirkpatrick is a terrible person. So here we go, right? This is Todrick to Chris. It almost brings me to tears, says Todrick. How much I've been riding for you, Chris. I've worked so hard. I worked so hard to bring Shayna into our alliance when Misha didn't want her. I was the one who was getting Shayna into our alliance. When everyone was talking about the thing that they shouldn't be talking about on the feeds, nobody stood up for you except for me. I was the one that said we should stop talking about this stuff on the feeds about Chris because it's not fair to Chris. You know who didn't say anything? Shayna was up there saying all kinds of stuff. Misha even wasn't saying that we shouldn't talk about this stuff. I was the one that said we shouldn't talk about it on the feeds. I'm the one that agreed to take out Mirai, and somehow I'm the one that got in trouble because when Misha was talking about it, she was saying things about my thoughts that I didn't even say. It was not fair. And Chris, you need to start thinking about how this will be perceived on the outside. We only have four black people in this house, and one of them is farting his way through the competition. One of them is sleeping his way through the competition, and one of them is playing Switzerland and basically baking her way through the competition. I'm the only person of color that has been fighting to stay here. And Chris, you have been painting a narrative of me that is untrue and unkind. And look, I have not been kind to you in the diary room. And if you can find a way to fix that, if you apologize, then I will apologize to you and the world for the evil things that I have said. Okay. So I've never felt like somebody has disrespected me as much as you have to my core so much. And it's made me feel uncomfortable, Chris. And if you hadn't told me that you were all about honesty and integrity and shaken my hand and made me feel like that was what you were here for and made it personal, then I would have taken it as gameplay. But you did make it personal. You shook my hand and you made me take down my wall. And I have been honest since we shook hands. I wasn't even that dishonest before we shook hands, but I didn't even have a final two with Misha before we shook hands. But I was honest to you completely after that point. And you still, you know, in my mind, I was picturing the four of us in the end, you, me, Shayna and Misha. And then you turned your back on us. And that's just the way it is. Whew. And that's not even all of it, but I'm trying to condense here. Anyway, Chris says, okay. I let you talk. Can I rebut? He says, look, I think this was just a miscommunication. All right. People were coming to me saying Todrick was out to get you. All right. That's the only reason I started flipping. And it breaks my heart because I've been really loyal to you, Todrick. And Todrick says, hey, no. That whoever told you that, you're going to see. And Chris is like, can I just talk? I let you talk. Whoever told you that, you're going to see when you get out, they were clutching at straws for their game. It was not true. Not true. And Chris goes on. Now, the thing that Todrick is looking for in this conversation, and this is kind of wild. The kind of wild thing about this conversation is that, typically when you think about jury management, like somebody is on their way out the door, they're in the jury. You usually think about like you cater to their ego. You are nice to them. You say nice things. You say, hey, it's only a game. It was nothing personal. Todrick has actively taken a different tactic here. He is actively taking the tactic of like he has screwed Chris over in some ways. Right. But instead of being like, I'm sorry, it was a game, whatever, he has gone all the way over. He's like, fully embraced it. He's gone all in on it. And he said, you know what? Yes, I have said terrible things about you. I have wanted you out of this game. I think that this is all your fault and you need to fix this, Kirky. You need to fix this, Chris. The message being that like Chris is supposed to be giving him like information on the other side. And I assume as well, like, you'd better vote for me in the jury or this will not be fixed. Right. He's like, I will never look at you. I will never speak to you again, unless you find a way to fix this. It's pretty, pretty wild. But Chris is not like, he's not really at this point, like understanding exactly what Todrick wants from him because Chris is looking at this like, oh, Todrick is saying that I'm a terrible person. I literally am trying to make myself look like a good person. I need to explain myself to Todrick so that he understands that it's not the way that he's saying it is. But Todrick doesn't care if it's the way he's saying it is. Todrick cares that Chris gives him something. But Chris doesn't understand that. So Chris is just trying to defend himself and being like, I think it was a miscommunication and I wasn't trying to make you feel that way by any means or anything like that. He's like, I don't know why that this happened, but I was just doing my best to try and play the game. And it breaks my heart breaks my heart. And Todrick brings it back. He says, no, this is about you treated me differently. Anybody else came to talk to you, you looked them in the eye, you spoke to them, you would not look me in the eye, you would not speak to me in the same way. When Misha was the one who was pushing the Mirai thing over and over, you were still so happy with her. And I barely said anything about it. I was the one that was like, okay with it, but you were still mad at me, even though she was pushing way harder. This is going to continue to go on and on and on. And the feeds then cut. Feeds cut for a good like half hour. So this continues for another half hour. And they cut back in at the very end of the argument. And the very end of the argument is, Todrick standing up at the end of the room, about to leave, and Chris still lying in the room, and Chris is saying, "No, Todrick, don't say that." And Todrick says, "I did. I said it. Todrick, fix this." And he leaves. Wild. The fact that this is almost definitely not going to be in the episode. Unfortunate. Maybe it'll happen during the HOH competition, but man, who knows? Anyway, Todrick leaves and he runs straight into Misha and he's like, "Oh, I wish you had been listening. I wish you had been listening." He says, I told the producers today, I was like, I'm going to re-record my goodbye message if we come to some kind of agreement. But guess what? I will not be re-recording. If anything, if I re-record, I'm going to make it a worse goodbye message. A worse one. He says, he made it personal when he tried to make it about honesty and tried to shame me about not being transparent enough. I told him, if you want to fix this, give us some ammunition. Like, who can we trust? Who's coming for us? Give us something. He said, Chris kept bringing up the Wizard of Oz thing. Like, hey, I make my own money. Nobody is going to shame me for that. The only reason I was shaming Teddy was, and I wasn't shaming Teddy. I wasn't shaming Teddy. I was just saying that, like, her reason for being here was because she's the most boring housewife. And she didn't want to go first. And that's not a good enough reason for me to keep you in week one. And he's like, I hope it's on Zoom now. I thought I wanted it to be in person, but I hope it's on Zoom because I never want to have to see that man in my life. Never again. If I ever see him again, it'll be way too soon. I mean, he did see him again on the eviction night, but I think after that. And they're going to just keep going and going and going. And he, Todrick is like, I wonder what he's thinking now. I wonder if he's thinking, you know what? Todrick is right. Or if he's just doubling down and making it worse for himself. Probably the latter. It was actually the former. Because Chris is talking to Shayna while this is happening. And Chris is down. Chris is I've played a dishonest game, Shayna. She's like, what are you talking about? You're the only one in here that's played an honest game. It's like, oh no. I believe people. I believe them when they said that Todrick was coming for me. But he wasn't. And now Todrick is in trouble and it's all my fault. And, like if he doesn't win HOH next week, he's going to go up on the block and it's not fair. We should have just stuck to our final four with them. And she was like, they weren't going to stick to their final four with us. And he's like, yeah, but they gave their word though, I feel bad. I hurt him. And Shayna's like, come on, don't worry about it. It's fine. You'll be friends outside of the house. Like this, it all blows over. It'll be fine. It's like, no, he will not be fine. He wants nothing to do with me. She said, come on, it's fine. We'll be there on finale night. Everyone will be cool. It'll be great. And he's like, no, really. He will not. He was never going to look at me again. She's like, you want to bet? He's like, no. It's like, I bet you a coffee that it's going to be fine. He's like, stop. No. He's like, the problem is that he's right. He's right to feel that way. I shouldn't have betrayed them. And this is gonna go on and on and on for a little while, right? So this is the fundamental buildup to the foundational buildup to what we saw on Eviction Night, where Chris Kirkpatrick, of course, is evicted unanimously. And when he sees Todrick's goodbye message, whoop, there it is. And he's like, you know what? Respect, you know, it's a stab to the heart, but yeah, it's okay. Cause I did him wrong. So, yep, I've still been convinced. And so he fully, you know, Todrick's manipulation, whatever you want to call it, Todrick's conversation argument with him, it did work in that short term. But last night I did mention on the podcast, I was like, I don't know how long it's going to hold, given the fact that he's going to come out and actually watch some of the things and see what people are saying. And again, Sharon Tharp tweeted out, she says that she talked to Chris Kirkpatrick. The interview is not up yet, but she says that he did explain more about what happened with Mirai before the feeds came on. And he also called Todrick a bully and somebody who plays the victim. So whatever was working in the house seems like it's already not working for Todrick. And Chris has already changed his tune about the whole situation. So we'll see where that goes with any potential jury situation. So we then get to the HOH competition. It's an endurance competition, of course. It's on the wall. And if you were watching the podcast last night, you saw our live reactions to it. So if you did not watch the podcast last night, you should go back and watch it, because it was fun watching live as we were talking through the episode. But it is, they're all up on the wall. You saw this on the episode. Shayna, by the way, that clip of, at the end of the episode, Shayna's talking about getting hit. She did mention later in the night, she had that first blast of powder. She said it hit her in the nani, right in the cookie. So it did. She did get slammed there. Yeah, it was uncomfortable. She had a big blue circle in that area. But of course, Lamar and Cynthia fall first, pretty close to each other. Then Todd comes down, and it comes down to Shayna, Todrick, and Carson. Now, I do feel like Shayna had the best position, because her arms were straight. Like, if you and what they were doing here, since it was very it was a very easy version of this competition, since they had handles out in front of them versus having to hold behind them. They did have the wall angled pretty dramatically for much longer periods of time than they normally would to make it more difficult. So, like, if you imagine going into a push-up position, like, lockout is essentially rest when you have your arms straight. So, like, if you're holding yourself with your arms straight versus holding yourself with your arms bent, it's going to be way easier when your arms are straight, right? And so Shayna is a little bit shorter, and her arms are a little bit shorter, and so she's actually able to hold her arms mostly straight. And the problem is that they weren't completely straight, right? And eventually her shoulders were starting to get a little scrunched in. And eventually she slips and falls, and it's down to Carson and Todrick. And their strategies were also interesting, right? So they're holding like this for the most part. But eventually they're starting to go side to side. If you lean to one side, then you can straighten out one arm at least, while you kind of rest your body on the handle on the other side. And that's how Todd was lasting for a long time. And that's like another way to, you know, squeeze out the last bits of, you know, juice you've got left. And so Carson had actually started using that strategy sooner than Todrick, which implied that he was running out of gas quicker, which makes a little bit of sense. However, Todrick starts to struggle. And you saw this as I was like, whoa, on the podcast. But Todrick starts to struggle, and he's shifting around. And I think the main problem here for Todrick is that If you look at their legs, there's they've put a squat blocker into the competition to prevent any James Hewlings. This is a block of wood that goes between their legs that prevents them from squatting down. Because it would not be pleasant, I imagine, if you tried to squat down onto it. And Todrick has his feet on either side of the squat blocker. The squat blocker is still between his legs. He's got his feet there, and he's trying to like lean in to one side to use that strategy, but his feet are still pretty firmly planted on either side. Carson, on the other hand, has fully moved both feet to one side of the squat blocker. The squat blocker is no longer in between his legs, and he has his full weight on one side. And I think this is pretty much why Todrick lost here, at least at this point in time. He never moved his feet over, so he was never able to get his weight over to one side. And so he's struggling hard here. And his you know, hands are starting to slip. His foot slips off the platform, and he barely manages to get it back on. And he is clearly about to fall. And this is when he turns to Carson. And for whatever reason, we're not picking up what Todrick is saying. The mic is not picking up. And we can pretty much only hear what Carson is saying. But Todrick says something to Carson. And Carson says, and it's very funny because I can only imagine like the desperation in Todrick's voice, even though I can't hear it. But Carson is like, he's just chilling. He's like, oh, I can make a deal. So we hear that. We hear Carson say, oh, I can make a deal. And then Todrick says something else. And Carson goes, promise. And Todrick drops. And just like that, Carson is the new HOH. And he's like, I won. Carson is so very like unfazed by anything in this game. It's pretty wild. So Carson is the new HOH, and this is massive. Of course. I mean, this is the entire like direction of the game. If Todrick wins this, either Carson or Shayna are evicted this week. And we head into the final six where it's essentially going to be like Shayna versus Misha for the HOH, right? You know, as per usual with a Big Brother season, we're in a spot where only three people have won competitions out of the 11 that started, right? Misha, Carson, I guess Chris Kirkpatrick won one, but it was a crapshoot and he's gone. But then you've got, again, you've got Shayna, you've got Misha, Shayna, Carson. So, only three people have won competitions. And if that trend holds, then Shayna is the only one left on the other side that really has a chance of winning. And it's starting to look like the steamroll is very possible with Todrick and Misha. However, Carson comes in here and wins this competition. And, he's going to talk to Cynthia afterward. He tells her pretty quickly, I did make a deal with Todrick to not put him up, but he says, I wasn't going to put him up anyway. And I talked about this last night again, Carson, very unfazed by this. He's even going to talk about it a little bit later in the night. He says that, he doesn't really care. He doesn't really need this. Like the only reason he came on the show was because he was like, yeah, my January is free. I'll do Big Brother. That's cool. And I really do think he looks at Todrick like Todrick needs this. Carson doesn't. They're friends outside. They have a relationship and Carson, he doesn't care enough to be the one to take away what Todrick wants. And so, even though Todrick like wants to take it for himself, Carson I don't know. I couldn't come up with something. But anyway, Carson is, even if he hadn't made the deal, he wouldn't have done this. He doesn't want to be the one to take away Todrick's, thing. So he's not going to put Todrick up on the block. In the meantime, Todrick and Misha are going to be talking. He apologizes to her for losing. She says, don't apologize. They talk about the veto. He says, hopefully he can win it and save her. That would be the ideal situation. If he wins the veto, if he's not on the block, he can win the veto. He can pull her down and they'll both be safe heading into next week, which actually would be pretty dangerous considering the fact that, you know, what I just said, it would essentially be now Todrick and Misha versus Shayna in that HOH competition. However, they would lose a number in probably Todd, as we'll talk about. So they also talk about how the fact that even if Misha is the one to win the veto, they might still be good because Carson may still honor his deal. Apparently, Todrick did mention something about being backdoored in the deal, and the idea is that that there's a good chance Todrick won't go up even if Misha wins the veto, that it might be somebody like Lamar who goes up in his place. So it's really a situation where if either Misha or Todrick win the veto, then both of them may still be safe and competing in the next HOH. So Carson, Shayna, and Cynthia are going to head into their bedroom, and they do some behind door, closed door sellies. They go in, they jump in a circle. They're like, yeah, we did it. We did it. And Carson says, I have no problem putting Misha up on the block. I'm going to use her words. I'm going to say, I'm just putting up the biggest threat in the house. And he says, Todd also should be nervous. He messed with Cynthia. He messed with Teddy. And now he's going up on the block. It's going to be Misha and Todd on the block. Shayna tells Carson, you need to make sure also that Todrick promises to not use the veto if he wins it. And he's like, okay, yeah. But Todrick is going to use the veto. Let's be clear. If Misha wins the veto, the plan is for Lamar to go up on the block to replace her. So he is going to hold true to his deal there. And then they would be voting out Todd. So what this means is that what I said is in fact the case. Assuming nothing changes with this plan, heading into the veto, if Todrick or Misha win, then Todd will go out. If anybody else wins, essentially, then Misha will go out. And there's pretty much no scenario where Todrick goes out unless he somehow, you know, screws it up for himself and talks Carson out of wanting to keep him. Todrick does have a conversation with Carson because he recognizes that there are some niche scenarios where he could still maybe be considered as a nominee. And the one in particular is if Misha and Todd go on the block, yes, Todrick could win and pull Misha down. However, you also have to consider the fact that Lamar could win the veto and pull Todd down. And if that happened, then the only options for renomination would be Shayna, Cynthia, and Todrick, right? Because Todd would be safe from being pulled down. Lamar would be safe from having won the veto. Carson is the HOH. So that only leaves three possible renoms, two of which are in Carson's alliance. He's not going to put them up, which means he would have to nominate Todrick. However, so this is what Todrick is going to talk to Carson about. And Carson says immediately, our deal is set in stone. I don't want you to worry about a thing in that regard. And Todrick asks, I get that. And thank you so much. And I'm so proud of you for winning. But there is a scenario, like what if Lamar won the veto and pulled somebody down? You may have no choice but to put me up. And Carson's like, oh, I wouldn't want to do that, though. I wouldn't like to do that. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. And Todrick's like, I would understand if that was the case. And Carson says, okay, well, so yeah, if that did happen, I would let you know ahead of time. And I would campaign for you. So don't worry about it. Carson doesn't want Todrick to worry about a thing. This is what I'm thinking of with Carson and Todrick. It's like in Star Wars, you've got the father and then you've got the son who's turned to the dark side. We're talking like the new trilogy, right? And the father just wants what's best for the son. And if you need to take your shot. I'm just trying to do what's best for you, bro. That's what's going on here. So that's what's happening. So I'll reset this again. If Todrick or Misha win the veto, Todd will leave. If anybody else wins the veto, Misha will leave, including the scenario where if Lamar wins the veto and takes Todd down, Todrick would likely go up in Todd's place, and it would be Todrick versus Misha, but Misha would still be the one to leave. So Todrick is, again, completely safe this week, assuming nothing else changes with Carson's intentions. And beyond that, it's going to be either Todd or Misha. There is no chance of Shayna or Cynthia going out this week. And it's all going to come down to the veto, which I think plays well into how they've scheduled things this week, where the veto is going to be live. Todrick feels like the veto is going to be the Bowl Arena. He thinks it's going to be the bowling one. He's very convinced that it's going to be the bowling one, but I feel like I don't think they've done that one live before, right? I feel like that's not really one that you can do live. So I'm feeling like that doesn't make a ton of sense to me. It would make more sense if the veto was either another kind of quiz competition, or it was a clown shoe competition, or it was some kind of puzzle, like run back and forth with a puzzle thing. I have seen some people say that, yeah, I've seen this out there, that production told them it was going to be Bowl Arena, but that's one of those things where it's like, I'm not sure about that. We can see if that is confirmed, but either way, we'll find out on Monday. Veto is going to be all that matters here. And now, while I can appreciate Carson's sort of, you know, fatherly respect for Todrick here, this is a bit dangerous. They really should be making sure that one of Todrick or Misha leave, because this is, as I said, now going down. If Todd leaves, going down into the final six, it's going to be Todrick, Misha. Todrick and Misha, essentially, Todrick, Misha, and Lamar, probably, versus Shayna and Cynthia, which means pretty much Todrick and Misha versus Shayna in the HOH, and Shayna's going to have to pull that out, or her and Carson will find themselves on the block as soon as next cycle. So it's very important for them to get out at least one of Todrick or Misha, but Carson is very much on the side of it's going to be Todd if it's not Misha. So we will see how all of that goes down. So in the meantime, Misha is going to be talking to Todd. She says that she is definitely going to be going home if she stays on the block. She expects to be on the block next to Todd. Todd's like, wait, me? What about Todrick? Why won't Todrick be up on the block? And she says, well, Todrick made a deal with Carson on the wall. And Todd says, oh, so it's definitely going to be me and you up there. He's like, yes. And he says, okay, well, all right, that's fine. I'm okay if I go home. I don't care. Yeah, all right. Well, that's nice. Todd is going to talk to Lamar afterwards. He says, he tells Lamar, he's like, Todrick made a deal with Carson on the wall. Lamar's like, what? Why is he doing that? Is that why he fell? And Todd's like, yeah, that is why he fell. Misha just told me. He's like, what? Come on. What are you doing, Todrick?
I need a pancake.
Give me a pancake. Speaking of pancakes, they actually, Todrick, Carson, Shayna, and Cynthia talked about how Misha apparently made like in the middle of the night pancake at some point. They had to clean it up. I don't know, maybe she was making it for Lamar.
I need a pancake.
They're like not pleased, not super pleased about the deal that was made late into the night. They're going to talk with Todrick, Lamar, and Todd are going to be, out there chatting in the backyard. And Todrick is going to be talking about how he's like, guys, just so you know, just so you know, Carson is basically, he's basically going to win this game if he makes it to the end. He's got a bunch of friends on the cast. He's like, he's the guy. And Lamar's like, yeah, he's the guy. Like if you, if you point the gun at the person's head and you don't pull the trigger, then it's your fault. Like you got to do the thing. Todrick was like, yeah, like we tried to shoot at him week one and he's still here. If he gets to the end, all respects to him, he's going to win this game. Todd also, they're both going to kind of give him crap for making a deal, with Todrick. With Carson. It's not as serious as I think they genuinely feel a little bit like made a deal. But they're kind of joking around with him about it here late into the night. So that's basically what we have got here, for the Friday day 17 live feeds. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me here in the chat. We'll maybe answer a couple of those before we wrap up. But that's what we're looking at. It's all going to come down to the veto. And it's basically, can Todrick or Misha win the veto? Depending on whether they do, it will be either Misha or Todd who leave on Monday night. But there are still two full days, plus, you know, what they've got on Monday before that happens. And in that time, something could change. I have to imagine that Shayna will be pushing for Carson to target Todrick over Todd at some point, but I don't know if she'll be able to make any progress with Carson. So we will see. We will see. Why are they doing the veto live? That's just how they've been doing things. So basically, it seems as though they aren't willing or capable to do competitions a day before the episode that the competition airs. That means that, unless they did nominations somehow on Friday night, with nomination Saturday, veto would typically be Sunday, but then the episode is Monday. That's only one day for turnaround. And that's not enough turnaround, it seems, for them. So I think they prefer to do those, live. Plus it's a live competition. It's a little more fun. Let's see here. My cat's name is Kellis. He was actually in the background of a podcast the other night. First time he's done that. He doesn't, he likes the couch, but he doesn't really go there often during podcasts or streams, but he was there. I don't remember which podcast it was. It might've been Monday, or it might've been Sunday. But it was very cute and he left at some point. Who do I want to win and why? Maybe Shayna. I don't know. I don't really have that much of a vested interest. I mean, I'm happy if I win the draft, but, it's like I've known these people for like, how many days? Like 8 days? Like, Carson said on the feeds last night that he didn't promise Todrick he wouldn't backdoor him. Yes. But again, he has no intention of taking Todrick out of the game at this point in time. What kind of competition has the highest probability of Misha and Todrick losing would probably be some kind of crapshoot, really any veto competition that's not physical. They've both lost a crap, or Todrick has lost a crapshoot, and crapshoots are crapshooting. Anyway, Todrick has lost a quiz, but he came close, and both Todrick and Misha have lost sort of puzzle competitions. So a puzzle would maybe be the best case scenario. A puzzle with very little physical component would probably be best, considering that seems to be what Shayna is pretty good at. But a quiz competition Shayna has also won. So, is it true that Misha did not go see Carson's HOH room? No, she didn't. Or yes, it is true that she did not go see it. Will Todrick lose to everyone in the final two? It's definitely looking that way. It's going to be a difficult road for him for sure. Can I please explain the Todrick effect? How is he safe week after week while drawing so much distaste from his fellow house guests? I would say that obviously first week he got in with Misha. Second week, based on his getting in with Misha, he was in with Chris. And then he almost got backdoored by Chris that week, but then it didn't happen. Third week, Misha won again. And now this week, the reason he is safe is this outside relationship he has with Carson, plus the deal he made on the wall. But the thing is, like, I think in any other circumstance, that deal he made on the wall wouldn't have meant anything. I think anybody could have recognized that he was about to fall anyway. And if Carson had any intention of putting him on the block, he wouldn't have accepted the deal. So I think he's getting saved by this relationship with Carson, I think. But we will see how things go there. Let's see here. Yes, everyone wanted to see the HOH room of Misha. Who does Carson want to win the game? Yeah, I mean, he has said, and you know, it's out there that he has said that he wants Todrick to win. If he doesn't, you know, whatever. That's again why he's not going to be taking the shot at Todrick. Granted, I think the reality is, like, Carson would love to win. And if not Carson, at this point, he'd probably love Cynthia or Shayna to win. But I think the reality of the situation is he's not going to do anything to majorly to like, he's not going to be the person to send Todrick. He's not going to take that away from Todrick. But anything else is kind of fair game at this point, considering that they're basically enemies in the house. Can Carson win America's Favorite Player? I think it's certainly possible. He's very visible on the episodes. He's been an underdog. He's in exactly the position that that like fan favorites are, you know, want to be in. But I think Shayna's definitely in there. I think Lamar is definitely in there. Lamar, you know, man, it's heartbreaking. Lamar wakes up in the morning, and this happened yesterday on the feeds. He wakes up in the morning and, you know, he's had bad dreams, and he's talking about his son that he lost. And how he wishes that it had been him instead of his son that died. Like, why couldn't it have been me in his place? Like, it's awful. I feel so bad for him. And, you know, every time it comes up on the show, it's just heartbreaking. You know, it's rough stuff there. If you don't watch Taryn on Twitch, you're missing prime Kellis content. It's very true. Kitten content, very much in there. Let's see here. Do I think it's likely that both sides will take each other out and we'll have a Lamar win in the end? I don't think it's impossible at this point. I don't think it's impossible at all. In fact, I think this was a pretty good outcome for Lamar overall. Although losing Todd is not great for Lamar, but losing Misha would be pretty good for Lamar. So who knows? I don't think we have seen Misha play a quiz. So there you go. All right. So I think that's about what we've got for you here. Cool. Would Carson change his mind if he hears that Todrick is talking about him having to leave next week? Honestly, I don't think so. I think that's par for the course there for Todrick and Carson. All right. That's what we've got. Thank you all so much for joining me here today on this solo update. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Celebrity live feeds. Tomorrow night will be the Sunday night episode. I will be live on Twitch if you want to watch along with me. There may be kitten appearances. And then after the episode, we will be live to recap it over on RHP here, of course. And then Monday we'll get this live veto. Hopefully it will be pretty exciting. And of course, also on Sunday, I will be playing some Goose Goose Duck on Twitch with the crew. That's a game where you know, some people are secretly murdering the others. You have to figure out who, and you're supposed to lie. Luckily, I have so much integrity, though. And I tweeted this out. You know, when people ask me if I'm a killer, I'm like, yeah, you got me. I can't lie. So come check that out over on Twitch. You can also find my YouTube channel, Terrence Quest, talking about shows and books and such. I'm going to be talking about Raised by Wolves over on Post Show Recaps. If you want to hear my thoughts on that, it's a very weird show. And the Terrence Show is out with Nicole Maines. That's a very good podcast. If you have not listened to the Terrence Show interviews, I also talked to Tiffany, Kemi, Asia, Jacob Jones, so many interesting people. Make sure you tune in for those over on the Terrence Show podcast feed. And today I will be live with Melissa on Instagram. If you want to tune in for that, check out the RHAP Instagram or my Instagram. I think we'll be, I don't know how Instagram works, but we'll be chatting for an hour at 3 p.m. Eastern. Melissa and myself, she plans to call me out for my lack of Twitter likes, but she's in the wrong here, clearly. So we'll figure out what we're going to do there. But that's what we've got. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I appreciate all of you, and I will see you next time.